to the preaching and teaching ministry of Marion Oaks Assembly of God in Ocala, Florida. We invite you to open your Bible as we join Pastor Tim McIntyre for today's message or Bible study.
Hey, I'm so glad you could join me today for the third installment in this series of devotions I've been doing that I am calling Seven Messages from the Cross. We're taking a look at the seven statements Jesus made while he hung upon the cross. We've already dealt with the first two. The first one we summarized with the word forgiveness when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." The second one we summarize with the word grace, when Jesus told the thief who cried out for mercy, "Surely I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Well, today we're going to take a look at the third statement. It's actually two statements right close together. Jesus is actually speaking to his mother and to one of his favorite apostles or disciples. And most Bible scholars believe that that is the apostle John. And we find that in the Gospel of John, verses 25 to 27. Let's read that. At this point, it says, "Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home." Now, it's probably very difficult for most of us to imagine the emotions that are going on with Jesus and with Mary at this time. Mary is the mother of Jesus, watching her son, this very, very special son, die a cruel death that he doesn't deserve upon the cross, a torturous death, a painful death, full of grief, brokenhearted. Jesus going through this. We can't even begin to imagine what he went through, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And looking down at his mother, knowing the pain that it is causing her. And he speaks these words from the cross. Now, each of these statements we've associated with a word. And the word that I have for this particular set of statements is compassion. Compassion. Concern for others. Especially in this situation, in the midst of his own great need, Jesus is filled with compassion for his mother and has a great desire to take care of her, knowing that he would soon be leaving. Now, this pain that Mary's going through was actually prophesied back when Jesus was a baby and dedicated in the temple, but that doesn't make it any easier. But right now we see that even while he is suffering terribly, Jesus is thoughtfully caring for his mother and her needs after he is gone. He's doing it by entrusting her care to a disciple whom he loves. Again, most Bible scholars believe that's the disciple John. And church tradition tells us that the disciple John, also known as the apostle John, took care of Mary for the rest of her life. Now, what is Mary's circumstance here? Well, Mary is probably a widow in her mid to late 40s with little to no income. And Jesus, as her oldest son, is the one that's been responsible for caring for her. Now, Jesus does have other half-brothers, half-sisters, but his other brothers are not in the picture right now. They're not followers of him. They don't believe in him as far as him being God, the Son of God, the Messiah. They're probably not even in Jerusalem, definitely not around the cross at this time. And so Jesus is taking care of his responsibilities to care for his mother by turning that over to someone he can trust, someone that he knows will really take care of his mother. As we think of the word compassion, that definitely demonstrates, or that definitely describes what Jesus is doing here. In fact, that word is the one that's most often used to describe Jesus in the Gospels as he is relating to other people, as he is looking at them, seeing their need, then reaching out and meeting those needs. It says often that he was filled with compassion, and as a result of that, he would heal them, he would feed them, he would teach them, he would help them. But it was really hard to nail down to one word because in addition to compassion, I thought of loving compassion or unselfish compassion, because that certainly is what describes this compassion that Jesus is demonstrating, his love for his mother. And total unselfishness in the midst of his terrible personal circumstances and pain, he's wanting to take care of his mother. Loving, unselfish compassion. But you know what? That sums up the very reason why he's on the cross. Because of his love, because of his willingness to be totally unselfish and his compassion for others, he went to the cross to die that our sins could be forgiven. You know, as we think about this particular statement or pair of statements, how does this apply to our lives today? Well, first of all, we can rejoice that God and Jesus have and had that kind of compassion for us, willing to lovingly, to unselfishly pay that price that our sins could be forgiven. But it also becomes an example for us. Are we people of compassion? And in our compassion, what level of compassion do we have? And under what circumstances do we demonstrate that compassion? Is it just when everything's going okay for us? Or is it also like Jesus's compassion, unselfish? Even in the midst of difficulty and pain that we ourselves might be experiencing, are we still thinking of others and thinking of them with compassion and willing to do something about it? I pray that would be so, especially in the midst of what we're going through right now with the coronavirus pandemic and all of the difficult circumstances it's creating for so many people, including ourselves. In the midst of this, are we only thinking about ourselves, our needs, and what's going on with us? Or because of our compassion, are we thinking of others? Are we looking to see what we can do to help them? I pray that God will stir that in our hearts during this time, even for those of us, I can't really speak for myself, but for others who are going through really tough times, that they would be able to look beyond themselves and reach out to other people, even in the midst of their own need. Let's pray that God does that for us, can we? Father, we just come to you right now. And Lord, we thank you, first of all, for your compassion, Jesus' compassion, the compassion that sent Jesus to this world. And he willingly came to die on the cross that our sins could be forgiven. Thank you, Lord, that he loved us enough and that he was willing to unselfishly suffer so much for us. Lord, we thank you for the compassion that we have experienced from other people that you have sent. Lord, they have had your heart. And through the years, perhaps, we can see many times that people have reached out to us, helped us in our difficulty because of your compassion through them. Father, make that stir our hearts so that we can have that same compassion, Lord, especially in the midst of this time when we're going through things ourselves, that we would not just think of ourselves, but think of others. And be willing to love them and help them in your love. Lord, show us what we can do. Show us what we should do with the resources you've made available to us to reach out and touch other people. Lord, give us that same heart of compassion that you have. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to today's message or Bible study. For more information, please contact us at area code 352-347-3001 or visit us online. If you are interested in supporting this ministry, go to our website and click on the online giving tab. Our website address is www.marionoaksag.org.